When were the apostles baptized? Simply put, Scripture doesn't tell us. You won't find anywhere in the Bible that says, and so-and-so baptized Peter, James, John, Matthew, all of them. There are three possibilities. One is that they were baptized by John the Baptist. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and he is called John the Baptist, by the way, in Matthew 3. Somebody asked me that some months ago. Where is he ever called John the Baptist? That's where, Matthew chapter 3. But we find there that John is baptizing by the River Jordan, where there's much water, and that numerous people are coming from Jerusalem and beyond the Jordan and Judea to be baptized of him. Now, I don't believe that that's where they were baptized. I'm going to tell you why. The majority of the disciples whom Jesus chose to follow him were from Galilee. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were all fishermen from Galilee. Now, they did know about John the Baptist, and they may have been baptized by John the Baptist, but not all of the 12 most likely were baptized by John the Baptist. Matthew is a tax collector whom Jesus comes across after he preaches the Sermon on the Mount, and he calls upon him to follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men, or follow me, he just simply says to him. And the others that we are mentioned, we're not told about them. The second one that I've given you here is that they were baptized prior to the bestowal of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 12, you have Jesus has told them, or not Acts chapter 12, excuse me, Acts chapter 1, Jesus has told them to go back into Jerusalem and to wait for the promise from the Father. Well, in verses 12 through 26, we have them waiting, and in that process, they appoint, after casting of lots, Matthias to take Judas's place. Okay? Now, they prayed to God. Is it possible that they decide we need to be baptized under John's baptism, baptism of repentance? That may be. But there again, there's no indication that that took place. The third scenario, and maybe some of you have something else that you would throw out, but the third one is that they were baptized following the bestowal of the Holy Spirit that we see there in Acts chapter 2. After, on the day of Pentecost, when they're all gathered in the upper room, and the Spirit comes upon them, and suddenly they have tongues as of fire, and Peter goes out and preaches. We're told that in verse 41, that day some 3,000 were baptized. Could 12 of the 3,000 have been the apostles themselves? It's very possible. In Acts chapter 10, the only thing that gives us any idea, and that doesn't even tell us a definitive thing, is what we find Peter saying concerning those who have received the Holy Spirit in the household of Cornelius. They have not been baptized, but at the preaching of Cornelius, or of Peter, we find that suddenly, verse 44 of Acts chapter 10, while Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message. Well, what does Peter do? Look at verse 47. He says, surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he? So in this occasion, we know that the Holy Spirit is given to them prior to their baptism. And I believe there's a reason for that. This is a group of Gentiles. And up until this point, the gospel had not been taken to any Gentiles. And even after this happens, Peter has to go back to Jerusalem and explain himself. Because in chapter 11, there's a repeat of what we have here. Peter telling it in his own words. And they want to know, why did you go to Gentiles? And he tells them. And so the only way they would accept that God was allowing Gentiles into the church was something that God himself had done. And that is the bestowal of the Holy Spirit upon these Gentile individuals. And then as a result of that, that was evidence to Peter and those who had come up with him from Jerusalem to say, okay, I want these too. So Peter says, can we forbid them to be baptized? But coming back to the original question, when were the apostles baptized? We're just not told. We're just not told. I believe they were baptized because they commanded it of others. And Jesus himself was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. And I don't believe that the apostles would not have done something that their Lord set as an example and that they themselves preached. Okay. That's about all I have to say about that, as Forrest Gump would say. I'm going to stop there tonight. And next week we're going to look at why Well, I'll just show you the next question. The next one will be, why do you get baptized to be saved? Okay? Beautiful question, and a lot of good scripture to support that. But that being said, I hope that these have answered at least two of the questions that you have had, and this may have prompted more questions on the part of some of you that are sitting out here tonight. But the one question that I have for each of you is this. Where are you in your own life? Do you believe that God sent His Son to die for you? And if you do believe that, have you done something in your own life to appropriate what God has done for you into your life? By that I mean, have you confessed the name of Christ? Have you said, I believe that He is the Christ, the Son of God? Have you made a decision in your own life to repent of a life that you know is not what God wants it to be? We can fool each other all day long. We can put on a face and pretend that everything's okay, but down inside we know, I haven't done what God wants me to do. And so, the plea that God makes to you through His Word is to be reconciled unto Him. You know, Paul even says that we beg of you, we plead with you, be reconciled unto God. How do you do that? Be baptized. If you haven't done that, or if you need our prayers on your behalf, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.